Flow Manufacturing Principles. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines flow shop, also known as flow manufacturing, as follows: a form of manufacturing organization in which machines and operators handle a standard, usually uninterrupted, material flow. The operators generally perform the same operations for each production run. A flow shop is often referred to as a mass production shop or is said to have a continuous manufacturing layout. The plant layout, arrangement of machines, benches, assembly lines, etc., is designed to facilitate a product flow. Some process industries, chemicals, oil, paint, etc., are extreme examples of flow shops. Each product, though variable in material specifications, uses the same flow pattern through the shop. Production is set at a given rate, and the products are generally manufactured in bulk. The three manufacturing process types that can fall into the flow manufacturing process category are batch. Sometimes the flow version of this is called batch flow, line, and continuous production. Exhibit 5-24 shows how each of these types might be oriented more toward intermittent or more toward flow, though any given industry might have counterexamples that fit better in one or the other category. Flow manufacturing involves standardized products, and as a result, a limited amount of machinery or tools is required. Constant flow is achieved by fixed routings, arranging of work centers by routings, and balanced time at work centers. The capacity of the line is fixed and difficult to alter. The flow can be impacted by the machine-limited capacity, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a production environment where a specific machine limits throughput of the process. The material flow between workstations is often automated, meaning that work in process, WIP, inventory is low as of throughput times. The low amount of WIP inventory means that lead times are short. This makes production activity control and inventory management straightforward. There are four critical points in the flow manufacturing process. Identify and manage potential bottlenecks. Identify constraints on resources. Minimize waste during the manufacturing and assembly process. Optimize coupling and connectivity. If an organization is able to identify and manage these points, flow manufacturing operations will be more efficient. The first of these points is addressed more next, identifying and managing potential bottlenecks. In batch flow manufacturing, and perhaps some examples of line flow manufacturing, but to a lesser extent, it may be almost impossible to balance the available capacity of the workstations with the demand for their capacity. As a result, some are overloaded and others are underloaded. The overloaded areas create a bottleneck. Since bottlenecks are important to the throughput of a system, scheduling and controlling them is important. Continuous flow systems and many line systems, by their nature, are set up to work only as fast as their bottleneck process or as fast as the rate of supply or demand, whichever is slowest. For example, a coal-fired power plant could be set to operate at the rate at which the coal can be supplied. The entire system might need to be redesigned to produce a different flow rate if this is desired and feasible. Bottleneck management is part of the theory of constraints. If bottlenecks are not identified and managed, they can impact the organization's ability to meet the expected delivery schedule. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines delivery schedule as the required or agreed time or rate of delivery of goods or services purchased for a future period.